Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. I am so excited today to have Courtney George join me on the front line. She's the Director of Transportation and Industry Relations for the REITs Across America, where they remember the fallen and they honor those who serve. And she is so incredible because she is a volunteer and she works year round to share this important mission where they teach the next generation the value of freedom. Courtney has a solid 18-year track record in the transportation industry. And I met her, several years ago. And she's always left an imprint on me and my heart. And she has such a love for the industry and also learning. And her leadership is evident in all the initiatives she does to create groups promoting diversity and equity. And she is really driven to increase the number of females and Class A drivers that she did in her previous companies. And I am so honored. In 2018, I don't know if you know this, but Courtney was recognized as one of the females to watch in Women in Trucking. And she has been not only that, but she has inspired me. And what she does every day for the transportation industry is just incredible. Courtney, thank you so much for coming on my podcast today. I would really love for you to introduce yourself to everyone who's listening and share what working on the front line really means to you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure and such an honor to be with you. You and I met so many years ago, and just, I've told people, I'm like, you're never going to meet someone with better energy than Gina. So working for REITs Across America is great. I was a volunteer for them for 7 years before I became an employee. So I volunteered helping out with transportation, especially in New York. And I became a co-location coordinator for Long Island National, which is one of the largest national cemeteries in the country. And then through my work and helping out, I had the opportunity to become the director of transportation for them. And the industry relations part of my title is something that's really important to me. I love the trucking industry. I love everyone from every truck driver to every person that I interact with at a company. It's just such a great industry to be a part of. And, you know, what I tell a lot of people is if they really looked hard and looked deep, there are so many veterans within their company. And that is something that to me is really important. I remember when I was working at large public trucking companies and people would be like, hey, we want to send you a gift. And I'd be like, please don't donate a wreath. Remember somebody and that can make an impact in a community, but also you never know that one wreath that you place, if you're going to have somebody's family walk up and actually learn firsthand about the person that's interred there. So having the opportunity to work for REITs was a life-changing moment for me, because at the end of the day, I get to help affect people's lives in a positive way each and every day.
Oh, absolutely. Courtney, your work is beautiful. The work that the REITs Across America do is so impactful. It just reaches your heart so deep. And it's such
It just changes lives and families' lives and the legacy. What do you think is the most powerful lesson from what you do teaches us about humanity?
I have a Gold Star mother that I'm very close friends with, Emily, and that she said something my first year that has stuck with me when talking about her son, Isaac, which was, don't ask me how he died, ask me how he lived, and I'll tell you a story. And so for so many families out there, their loved one is still present. And that's what I love. And that's what I love about our mission. And as we grow this year, we'll be in over 5,000 locations, is that people want to go and visit their loved ones. And so they aren't interred so far away that they can't visit. And their communities remember people. And we've got so many amazing volunteers that are committed to, when you go out and place a wreath, they want you to know about that person. So they've taken tireless amounts of energy just in a local community cemetery to find out about the person that's interred there, so that when you go and place a wreath, not just about them, how they impacted the community. And a lot of people have gone back many years. They're not just looking at somebody, you know, from Vietnam era to now. They went back and did the research and have gotten on Ancestry.com and have really done some deep dives. And that's part of what I love, is our motto that we have being remember the fallen, honor those who served, and teach the next generation. They really are out there teaching. And we've got a Gold Star mother who's written a K-12 curriculum. And as I say that, she's a retired teacher, and there's no one more fitting than Cindy to be out there writing this. And she finds a way to take subjects and bring it back to Wreaths Across America. And that, to me, is really huge, that we're out there and taking it into different schools or school systems, learning and finding out about people in your community is what makes what we do special.
That is so beautiful. Learning is the seed of life, right? And what you're doing is you're teaching future generations to understand, to have an appreciation. You're changing lives, and it's so impactful, Courtney. And I'm so honored to know you and know the organization and to celebrate all of you. You've been in the industry for so long. Is there something that you would want to shift or change, or a system that you think that you would want to have different, and maybe what you would create instead to contribute to all your knowledge and everything you've done?
The first thing that I would do in this industry is actually, we probably need a commercial for people to understand truck drivers are not bad people.
They are the
most amazing people that you are ever going to meet. They are just like your neighbor across the street. And without them, we have nothing. Like, the stores are going to go empty in 3 days anymore. It might be quicker than that. It is really to go, trucking, we're not bad people. We're actually really the heart of gold. And to also educate people on how much learning we do in the trucking industry, that we are constantly striving to train our groups and our teams to be better, smarter, safer. The amount of training that trucking companies do around safety, I know you and I have had so many conversations about that. The training that they go through for orientation, how they retrain. There's so many. I flew in, you and I talked a little bit earlier, in Louisville to the TCA safety and security meeting. And as I landed, you could see three different ambulance chaser attorneys and talking about, if you've been in an injury with a truck, I can get you money. And I'm like, these drivers go through so many adverse, you know, situations, and people don't realize how safe they truly are.
Yeah.
So to me, I would want, there's a PSA out there for me that is, Hey, trucking is a great industry. Truckers are good people. The amount of, if people understood how many human trafficking cases that are stopped because of truck drivers, and that is through the work of TAT, Truckers Against Trafficking, right? There's so many good things that they do. People would be amazed.
Absolutely. You're so incredibly beautiful. You have the biggest heart, and I love it so much because your passion is why this industry is so special. I think about Courtney, the Reese Across America, and all that you do. Has there ever been like a moment of innovation that kind of emerged from your organization that really came from an unexpected place, but maybe changed lives or touched hearts?
I'd say we've got a couple of those, and some of them are from, unfortunately, inclement weather, right? That is sometimes me having to say, hey, I can't get the Reese there because I'm not asking somebody to jeopardize their safety. We can get them there on this date. And there are some hard conversations, but out of those hard conversations are learning opportunities. There are also opportunities for me to learn. I remember when we had some Rees that were behind schedule because, again, I-80 shut down through Kansas, and I had to take some Rees and start moving them that were already staged in Springfield, Illinois, and could move them that way and start working with people. There is not a single person in this industry that I can't call and pick up the phone who won't answer, especially when they know that I need help, or me going, I don't know if I have a solution, but if there's something you can teach me, I'm going to take it. Am I looking at this the right way? Am I counting this the right way? And I see the best of the best that's in this industry, and drivers who don't want to tell me no. But sometimes I'm like, you have to tell me no. We learn each and every year. I sit down where we go through what we could do better. And for me, I learned that I needed to have more touch points with people, talk to them more. I talk to people all the time, which you know. But at the same time, it's just about people, and any business is.
Yeah,
but you've got to love and care about them. And through things that didn't go right, I learned to do things better for the next year. And that I like the most.
Absolutely. I love that so much. What do you want 10 years from now, Courtney? What do you hope that your work has helped move the industry forward? What do you hope they remember about the work that you all do?
I hope that they remember that what they do isn't for Reeves, it's for the families. I hope they remember that Joe Smith, that they placed a wreath on his headstone, made a sacrifice for them and for their freedom. And I hope that they will remember what a wonderful event it was, and that they continue to get involved every year.
That is incredible. I love that so much. I hope everyone gets to meet you, gets involved with Reese Across America, helps, you know, the industry forward. But today, Courtney, I want to honor you. I am giving you a Pelican Award. I don't know if you know the symbol of a pelican, but today we pause and I want to recognize your leadership that you give the industry, that you don't always get the spotlight, but clearly today and always you show how much you care and you love people. And I remember meeting with you face to face several years ago and how much you touched my heart and you move mountains. And you might not always, Courtney, be the loudest person in the room, and you don't chase applause or likes, but on my show, on the front line, I created the Pelican Award to honor you and the quiet heroes and everyone that you represent. You who lead with heart, who carry the weight of others, for never asking anything in return. And I chose the pelican as a symbol for a reason, because I don't know if you know this, but Charleston has pelicans, but they live and they hunt in groups. And they thrive, but not through isolation, but through community and connection. They represent teamwork and they represent social bonds and the balance between giving and receiving. So today, our Pelican Award recipient is Courtney George, who embodies all of these traits, who's someone who sees the strength in others and lifts them higher, who gives without ego, who leads from the front, not from the front, but within her community, and whose work, Courtney, might not always make the headlines, but her impact is lasting, it's personal, and it's powerful, and it's forever. So today I honor you, Courtney, for the way that you move people forward quietly and purposely, for the community that you built within the Reese of America and beyond, and for even the ones that you don't even know that you've built, for the balance that you bring, and for the lives that you change just by being you. So congratulations, you are our Pelican, and I will be shipping you the Pelican,
Thank
and
you.
I
That means
appreciate you.
more. That
So,
means more than you know.
oh, I appreciate you. And so, leave us today being a leader on the front line with some lasting words of hope, love, and learning.
My lasting words of hope, love, and learning are never give up, never give in, and keep moving forward. You will always get there. If you follow those three things, nothing can stop
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Courtney George, for joining me today. Have a beautiful rest of the month, and we'll see you out there in the field.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you letting me come on, and you just
Absolutely.
made my day.
Oh, I love that. Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show, and use the hashtag on the frontline. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.